Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are super excited to have you joining us here today. Yes, this is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Big shout out to all those that are listening from Twitter and from Facebook and iTunes. We love you guys. Of course, those that listen from Charvette.com, we love you. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. All right, so let me tell you about today's show. We're going to start at the top of the hour out, the first segment, talking about relationships. Yes, we've all been in one. We are all wanting one, most of us. We either had one, it was good. Some of us are in them, and they're doing great. And then some people are like, yeah, never mind, that's not for me. Well, listen, we're going to talk today with Jack A. Daniels. He's hanging out with me in the studio. I'm going to be bringing him to the mic. Are you ready for love? You know, India Irie has a song out, says, I'm ready for love. Why are you hiding from me? So we're going to give you some tips and solutions today and talk about that. Listen, then we're also going to go into our second segment. We're going to be featuring Claudine Gallagher, and she is a screenwriter. She has a dynamic screenwriting production that she's trying to take to motion pictures, so she's going to tell you about that. And then our final segment will be one of my sister girlfriend spotlights, I call it, and I'm excited to have Pastor Susie Wright that's going to be joining us all the way from Petersburg, Virginia. She is a featured speaker at the Walking on Water Women's Conference, but we're just going to get to know a little bit more about her. Many of you know of her, certainly in the area, so you'll get to know more about her. All right, so let's move right on into our first segment. Listen, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, I need you to tweet. I need you to put all of your energy into Facebook and Twitter and talk about today's show. So this first segment, again, Mr. Jack A. Daniels, he is an author. He is a speaker, sought-after speaker, psychotherapist, a coach specializing in relationships. He has appeared on BBC, Fox News, CBS, NBC, ABC, the list goes on. Best-selling author. He has 5 books under his belt, one including I Need a Wife, Where Are the Real Women? And I know some of the sister girlfriends are raising their hands saying, I'm over here, I'm right here. And he's here with me right now. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me back. It's been a while. I mean,
I know.
It's been a while.
It's been too long.
Yeah, I got to say, maybe almost about 4 years, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think
somewhere
you're right.
Around
I think
there.
You're right.
And I still have not had an invite to Richmond.
I know. We got to get you here to Richmond for some kind of relationship conference or something. We have to get you here. You are absolutely right. So those that are listening, we have to get Jack A. Daniels to Richmond. We got to do that. So listen, you have not let any grass grow under your feet. You've been busy as I have as well, but I just want to talk to you. Certainly, what I love about what you do is that you focus on relationships, among other things, certainly other empowerment and things of that nature. But I love that it's from a male perspective, because a lot of times, ladies, we just want to talk about relationships. But what do you think about, don't you think that it's good that a man is willing to talk about relationships?
No, you know, I think it's a wonderful thing, but I also think that it's a wonderful thing that a man's willing to talk about relationships from a man's perspective, and he's talking to men. Because right about now, you got a lot of these experts, a lot of people that are out here, and they're really trying to sell to women. And
yeah,
they're talking to these women, and they're talking about all of the things that women are doing wrong. And I think it's a shame that no one's really talking to the men, because if a man isn't willing to lead in a relationship, where is it that you're really taking that relationship? So I think that the problem is, it's really not women. And I know that there are a lot of women in uproar about the book title, I Need a Wife, Where Are the Real Women? It's not really suggesting that there aren't real women out there. It's suggesting that men don't recognize what it is that they actually have in front of them. By the way, Charvette, I just won an NAACP award for that book, which I'm kind of excited. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm kind of excited about that. But I'm saying all that to say that, yeah, we don't have a relationship problem. We have a responsibility problem. And when we fix some of those types of things, I think we'll be able to better have happy, whole relationships.
You know what? And I saw that on your Facebook and Twitter, that we don't have a relationship issue. We have a responsibility issue, a responsibility problem. Talk a little bit more about that. In particular, I think you're really targeting the men for that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there are a lot of men that have spent their lifetime chasing something that they have never defined. And what that looks like for a lot of men is that their identity truly equals our intimacy. And when you're talking about understanding who it is that we are, what it is that we have, and why anyone else should care about that, a lot of men are wandering around frivolously searching for themselves. And unfortunately,
yeah,
we search for ourselves through relationships. I mean, we love women for the things that we don't have. Or your sensuality, your sexuality, your gentleness, kindness, all those things that, you know, we're taught not to be. And I always say this, that men are like turtles. We're hard on the outside, soft on the inside, but willing to
uh-huh.
stick our necks out for what we believe in.
But, oh, that's good. Wait a minute. Say that again. That's worth saying again.
I said we're hard on the outside, soft on the inside, but willing to stick our necks out for what we believe in. And if you think about it in that context, we have this exterior shell that's extremely
yeah.
hard for people to get into. But once you get into it, we're soft, we're mushy, but don't betray us. Don't hurt us. Don't let us down, because then we retreat back into that shell, and it's hard to pull us back out.
Mm. So this segment is, are you ready for love? How does a man, how does a guy know he is ready for love?
That's a huge question, and it's a question
yes.
that I've been I've taken that on, and I've taken that on for, you know, the majority of my career, and I really try to help men get to that readiness state of wholeness and being ready to commit. And actually with I Need a Wife, the best-selling book, it walks men through a blueprint of understanding that. And here's something that I want to communicate to every last woman that is listening and every man that's listening right now. There are five questions that you need to ask every man to understand where he is in terms of his readiness. You ready for them?
Oh, we ready. We ready.
and they're really, really simple. It's five questions. It simply says, have you lived? Have you let go? Have you learned, loved, and led? I'll say it again. Have you lived, let go, learned, loved, and led? Now, I'm going to walk through these really, really quickly. The living part is really simple. It's all about, has a man really been exposed? Has he experienced? Has he had the level of exposure that he needs to be able to determine what his identity is? And when you think about it from that context, that's the dating phase. So that's the phase where men go out and explore themselves and, you know,
mm-hmm.
sow their royal oats and all that kind of stuff that you hear about. And
yes.
if a guy is in that, and ladies, if a guy's in that phase, he's not ready to commit. He's simply dating to discover his identity. Now, when he's dating, and I think you probably heard me say this before, Charvette, but when he's dating, there are only three categories that men put women into. Either you're the freak, the friend, or the forever. You're the freak,
oh.
or the friend, or the forever.
Wow.
You think about it in that context, the freak is the straight-up drop it like it's hot, no questions asked. She's promiscuous. She's going to do whatever you need to do to get what you need to get in terms from a sexing perspective. Now, the friend is the practical one. She's the one that you can lay your head on her shoulder, tell you all about your problems, and she's going to probably give you a lot of stringing strategies to a lot of your freaks. Now, the forever,
oh,
is the,
uh-huh.
she's the good girl. She's the one you take home to mom. She's the one you go to church with. She probably knows where you work, where you live. And in your mind, you're probably going to marry her, have a big house in the suburbs, 2.2 kids, and a dog named Fluffy. Now, the problem is that there are a lot of freaks who think that they're the forever.
Oh,
and there are a lot
God.
Of guys who aren't really telling the truth about where that woman is on their roster and who she is in his life. So it's the responsibility part comes from the guys being honest about what it is that that person actually means to them, who it is
mm-hmm.
that they are, and then what their plans are for that person. That's in the living phase. That's only the first phase. So if you're in that phase, I promise you he's not ready for commitment. The second one is really important.
Wait a minute. I have to ask. So what if a lady finds herself the friend, but she wants to be the forever? She has the qualities to be the forever. Can she move that dial?
See, there's so many women that ask the exact same question.
See, I know my listeners, so I'm trying to make sure we get it out.
It's so many women that find themselves in the friend zone. So let me explain to you really, really quickly. Now, there's some rules to this thing. And if you want to find out what category you're actually in, this is what you do. And a lot of women don't do it. It's going to sound so simple. A lot of women just don't do it. What you need to do is ask the question. And this is how you ask the question. Baby, am I your freak, your friend, or your forever? I know. It sounds weird. It sounds
Are they going to answer for real?
So this is what's going to happen. Now, what you have to do is you have to abide by these rules. You can't text that to them. You can't email them, Facebook, tweet, any other. You can't call them. You have to be in his face when you ask the question. Now, here's another set of rules. You can't put your hand on your hip. You can't roll your eyes, shake your neck, anything like that. You have to just simply ask the question and allow him to answer it. Now, he's going to try to be smooth. If he's a real brother, he's going to try to be real smooth about it. And if he's about anything, the first thing he's going to wonder is, how did you know how to ask that question?
See, we're breaking some men. You said on my Facebook earlier today you were going to break some man rules.
I'm trying to, you know, my player's card is gone. It's past gone. So,
and we thank you.
So the second thing that's going to happen is he's going to be smooth about it. He's going to look at you and he's going to say, well, baby, you know you all three to me. You my freak friend and forever. That's a smooth brother, right? He's going to try to talk his way out of it. But here's the thing. His answer is not the answer, okay? Listen to this, ladies. His answer is not the answer. His answer is going to be in his body language. You need to observe how he's looking. Is he frustrated? Is he agitated? Is he scared? Or his feet pointing towards the door? Is he nervous? Is he worried about is he watching his words? See, if he's really your man, you will understand his body language and understand if he's lying or not. Let me give you an example. You remember the movie Why Did I Get Married?
Yes.
Okay, so it was a brother in there that was married to the hairdresser, and every time he was lying, everybody knew he would always say, "You know what I'm saying," and they would catch him in a lie, and everybody would know it except for him. Now, if that's your man, you should know when he's lying. You should know when he's not. So, if you're in the friend zone or if you're in the freak zone, you should pretty much get a really great idea as to where you stand in terms of asking that question. Now, can you move from one to the other? It's totally possible. Is it probable? Not as much as many people would think. Now, the friend could possibly become like the forever way down the line after he's gone through all of the additional phases, but the friend will more than likely just be the friend in that zone. So you really have to be able to understand where you're positioned and how you're going to position yourself further out throughout the relationship.
Wow. If you just tuned in and we see you coming on the phone lines, listening from Twitter, from Facebook, thank you so much. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is a relationship segment featuring best-selling author, coach, oh, my goodness, psychotherapist, author. I'm telling you what, Jack A. Daniels. Connect with him on Twitter and Facebook. I have tagged him. I have tweeted him. Listen, go to mateattraction.com, mateattraction.com. You're going to find solutions and additional information there. Anywhere else you want them to connect with you online, Jack?
You know, I mean, right now, mateattraction.com. Since we're talking about love and we're talking about solutions, because what I hate are people that talk about a lot of problems and they never provide solutions. They never provide plans or blueprints on how you can do better and be better. And with this Mate Attraction, I know people are probably wondering, what is this Mate Attraction thing? Mate Attraction is the thing that is designed to It's designed for you to learn how to stop chasing and start attracting the love that you deserve. Because there's so many times that we don't even realize some of the wrongs that we've been doing in the context of attracting what it is that we need in our lives. And I'm not talking about some fluffy stuff. I'm talking about real core, hard, concrete things that are going to help you do better and be better. And when you're talking about you, a lot of people get uncomfortable. because a lot of people like to point the finger and think that it's someone else. But I'm focusing on you, and we're talking about finding you so that someone else can find you. Because if you don't know who you are, if you don't know what you have, if you don't know why someone else should love who you are, why should I love you? So mate attraction is all about providing the tools and the expertise of understanding you and how you fit into the scheme of relationships. And it's done phenomenal, helped hundreds of people so far. And we just launched it earlier this year, which is amazing to me. And
my goodness,
right now, for all of your listeners right now, I have a 3-video series that's absolutely free. All you have to do is go onto the site, put your email address in. That's it. You get 3 videos that are going to magnify your love ability and your relationship skills or whatever you want to call it, because I'm not into, like, charging people money. I just want people to do better, and I'm all about and helping people. So for me, that's my charge. That's my challenge. That's what I do. So mateattraction.com. Make sure you go visit.
Go visit, go visit, go visit, go visit. All right, let me let you keep moving through your list. Keep it moving.
Oh, wow, yeah. I forgot all about
that. Oh, number two.
I was on number two. Okay. So number two, number two is all about have you let go. And letting go has to do with the past, because there's so many men that hold on to past hurts and pains that have impacted their future and their present relationship. So if you ask any guy who hurt you, I promise you, he knows who she is, where she lives, what her Facebook page is, who she's dating right now, all of that. We know. We know exactly who hurt us. And until you get over that pain, until you heal from that pain, you're going to carry that into every single relationship. I can go a little bit more into the hurt and the pain, but I'm not going to talk too much about it. I want to move forward. The third one is have you learned? And when you're talking about have you learned the values? Have you learned what it is that you really intrinsically value, what you require, what you need, what you want? Does he value you enough to show you some of the things that he actually treasures in terms of him, himself? And have you met his mom? Have you met his grandmother? Do you know his friends? I'm not talking about intangible or inanimate objects. I ain't talking about things that he buys you. I'm talking about, does he value you enough to bring you and make you a part of his life? Those are the things that I'm talking about. The fourth one is have you loved? Now, love is a very difficult thing for men to understand. More often, we don't look at it the same way women do. We look at it totally different, and I try to explain this to men because I've worked with lots, like thousands of men. Love is the direct opposite of selfishness. That's the best way to define it. We don't get the whole romanticism and, you know, the lovey-dovey
feelings. The butterflies and the stomach.
Yeah, No. Nah, we're like hardcore. I mean, like I told you, we're like turtles. But it's not to say that that doesn't happen for us, because it does. But we better understand it more through it's the direct opposite of selfishness. Women have a nurturing capacity. It's your innate ability to be able to nurture. You have a child that can grow inside of you. So you understand what it means to take care of something other than yourself. Well, man, we really don't. That's why it's easier for us to leave, because we're totally not connected to it like you are from our children. But I'm going to move on from that. We ain't talking about that today.
That's another show, right?
That's another show. We ain't going to talk about that today. The fifth one is this. It's really, really simple and really important all at the same time. Have you led? Listen to me. If a man has no idea how to lead, how can he lead you? I want you to understand that, because when you're talking about leadership, you're talking about the direction that a man is supposed to be going in. Men only have two things that they have to do: decide and commit. That's it. Decide and commit. Pick one that's your baddest. Pick one that's the greatest one in your stable or your roster, however you want to call it. Marry her. That's it. Make a decision and commit to it. That's all we got to do. And, you know, a lot of people are going to try to make it more complex and more complex. Look, man, you know who's the best woman that's in the core of who you have. You need to pick her and spoil her, give her everything that you ever would have wanted and that she wants, and then treat her like the queen that she is. That's it. It's really not. It's not more complicated. So the five are, for those who are just tuning in, have you lived? Have you let go? Have you learned, loved, and led? Lived, let go, learned, loved, and led. Those are the five questions that you have to ask a man to understand what phase he is in terms of his readiness. And if you need more than that, I encourage you to pick up the book, I Need a Wife, Where are the Real Women? It's really laid out in there. I interviewed over 1,000 guys about women, relationships, and commitment. We went all across the country, Charvette, except for Richmond, Virginia. And, you know, we did over 14 cities, 19,000 people, except for Richmond, Virginia. And, you know, because y'all ain't invited me up there yet. But it's
we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting on JackADaniels.com. That's where y'all need to go. Bishops, pastors, elders, overseers, all of y'all.
There you go. Listeners, you just got, like, in 20 minutes, an Oprah life class. I'm just trying to tell you, you just got in 20 minutes content, information, solutions that you would have gotten from Oprah's life class. Jack, hey, Daniel, I appreciate you. Listen, we're going to have you back, honestly, truly, and we're not going to wait 4 years or whatever we did the last time. But you have a wealth of knowledge. And, again, as I mentioned before, listeners, though, that may have just tuned in, what I like about Jack is that it's balanced. So you don't just speak to the women or just to the men. You have a balance, and you have something for everyone. Tell listeners how, first of all, tell us all of the five books you've written, and then how can people pick up a copy?
Wow. You know, the first book I wrote, which was the first show that I was on for Charvette, was way back when. It was called The Man's Handbook for Choosing the Right Woman. And that one was all about, like, a relationship. Anyway, it was my first bestseller.
It was
talking about, you know, what it said is all men, if our relationships were a basketball team, all men know exactly which women would be on their starting five roster. We know where they rank, what positions they play, and which ones have the most marriage potential, but we have a hard time choosing the right one. And that one was phenomenal. It did a lot of great things. The second one was one of my personal favorites, which is called Stay Out of Your Own Way. And that is my personal mantra, philosophy, and the thing that I live in at the core of everything that I do. I teach people to stay out of their own way, because if you do that, you can have whatever it is that God has destined for you and what it is that you truly want in your life. And that's the philosophy that I teach to thousands of organizations and kids and churches, et cetera, et cetera.
And that is printed on your T-shirt, which is on your Facebook profile.
Yeah. I rock it everywhere I go, because it's a doctrine and a philosophy that if people could understand that, they could have the lives that they want and truly experience some of the happiness that they have. So everything that I do is centered around staying out of your own way. The third one, it was a book that was called From Wounds to Wisdom, How to Heal a Broken Heart. And it was surrounded by a wonderful initiative called Healing 100 Hearts in 100 Days. And it was a project that was for women. And what we did is I offered all of this free blueprint as to how you heal. Because a lot of people think about healing. They tell you just get over it. You know, time is going to heal. No, there's some things in a procedure that you can actually practice and follow that can help you heal. And what I did is I gave that away for free. And, you know, it helped over, to date, it's helped over 22,000 women worldwide. Understand how to better heals, and that's called From Wounds to Wisdom. You can get that online, or you can order the hard copy from JackADaniels.com. But fantastic book. The fourth one was called Encourage Yourself, and it was all about motivational messages that were daily. That was like my most simplest book. So I mean, I don't really talk too much about that one. And then the one that I just wrote last year, the bestseller, I Need a Wife, Where the Real Women, have done phenomenal things, sold thousands of copies, gone all around the country talking about this thing, have gotten so many opportunities to be in front of people to talk about relationships and what we're doing wrong. And like I just said, just recently won an NAACP award and got the T-shirts for those, too. now. So you probably,
love it.
You probably see me everywhere with those. I got different colors for that. It's like rainbow bright up in there. But also, yeah, we got the T-shirts for the women coming out late in the fourth quarter this year. So definitely look for those. But I'm excited and happy about what I do because I love helping people. And that's at the core of what I do. So it's not just about writing books. It's about helping people every single day. That's what I do. I'm a therapist, and I do it for high-profile people, but I also do it for regular people like you and me that need the help and need the exposure, need the guidance to be able to thrive in what it is that they want in their lives. And I help people get unstuck. That's what I do. At the core of what I do, I help people get unstuck, and I love it. I praise God every single day for giving me and blessing me with the abilities and the talents to be able to help his people move forward. So I thank you for this opportunity and a chance to share with all of your listeners. And I encourage everyone that you have all been impregnated with the promise of potential. And you have every bit of ability to push it into reality if you just really learn how to stay out of your own way. And you can find me at jackadaniels.com. And go to madeattraction.com as well and get the free videos. And listen, I want to help heal the world. I want to help give the world a little more hope. And in the context of relationships, your finances, your job, your spirituality, whatever it is that you're looking for, doesn't really matter. Keep the faith. Keep making it happen. And remember to just stay out of your own way.
Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Thank you so much again, Jack, for stopping by the show, Wisdom Nuggets, and we appreciate your time.
All right. Take care and invite me back.
I will. I promise I will. I will. I will.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you, Jack. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very, very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. I see my guests hanging out in the virtual green room. We're going to be talking to Claudine Gallagher. I'm telling you what, she has a screenplay that she's written that she is taking to motion pictures, and you don't want to miss it. You want to hear about it here live and first on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions.
Prevailing Word Ministries, 1656 Mountain Road, Glen Allen, VA. Pastor Garner, developing men into Christ's character and likeness, daily bearing their cross with joy and excitement. I'm Dee. Sundays, 10:30.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. We're moving right on into our next segment. Listen, an outbreak like no other threatens the life of humanity. One boy is the key to salvation, a heroic story of life, love, and the choices we have to make that define our legacy. The question remains, what choice will you make before it's too late? Oh, my goodness, coming to the mic right now, Claudine Gallagher. Hello, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, wow, we're glad to have you. I just read that little piece there that just grabbed people's attention. So certainly tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, I went to Bloomsburg University to get my media degree in film and editing. But I've always had a passion for media and telling stories through videos and just being on stage. And I knew at a very, very young age that that's what I was going to do. But over 12 years ago, God gave me this vision of how to put out this story that I wanted mm-hmm. to do. And he told me that it was going to be over 12 years, but everything would start at 10. And when I was 27, which would have been the 10-year mark, was when I moved here to Virginia. And everything literally started. And I was like, wow. I was like, everything is exactly what God told me was going to happen. This is amazing.
Wow.
So I got the job at Channel 3 News, and I started, you know, just learning more about the business, making connections. And then God said, don't get comfortable because you're not staying there for long. And literally,
oh, wow.
I stayed there for a year and 3 months. And from there, I landed the job that I have now, and I'm a producer at Fort Eustis, and I met every connection for my movie, and I was so glad that I took that bold move because I was nervous because it was only a short-term contract job.
Right.
And I prayed about it. You know, I had other people praying about it, and I was like, God, I was like, is this where you want me to be? I know in the media business, you know, they are only short period of times where you have a job. You know, that's something you have to
right.
get used to. And I was like, okay, that's probably what he's trying to teach me, that you got to get comfortable with 6-month jobs or 2-month jobs or a year job. And so I took it, which is where I met Robert Sessom. Phenomenal, great guy. He led me to, you know, Ed Stevens. He led me to yourself. That's how I met you.
Yeah.
And just the list goes on and on and on. And I also got to meet Kurt Franklin and got to talk to his management team. And that's a whole story in itself. But God told me that this year was going to be the year that it happens and that it was all going to start on my birthday. And I was like, really? On my birthday? I mean, you can't ask for a better birthday gift than your dream to start coming true. And the first person that God told me to meet was Kurt Franklin. And at the time, I didn't really totally understand what the whole connection was, besides the
mm-hmm.
fact that I wanted to ask to use his music in the movie. But, you know, because I don't look at, you know, celebrities or people that are really successful as, oh my gosh, you know, like they're a god or anything, because they're not. You know, they're another
right.
human being, but they're very successful. And I admire that. And Kurt Franklin himself will even say, you know, I don't view myself as a celebrity. I view myself as a servant. And I was like, okay, God, I'll go talk to him, but how am I going to do that? Because I don't have the funds to go meet him. And God
right.
said, don't worry about that. You know, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. I was like, okay,
if it's God's will, it's God's bill. That's a tweet right
yes.
there. Y'all need to tweet that or Facebook that and give Claudine Gallagher the credit.
So I was like, okay, God. I was like, I don't know how this is going to all start up, but you said it's going to be on my birthday, so, you know, I'll kind of have an idea when it's going to happen, but I don't know where. And it was just so neat how it played out. Because here, you know, there's millions of people in the whole world, but God
mm-hmm.
chose my own roommate, Tavar Snipe, and she goes to Grove Church, and Kurt Franklin was one of the guest speakers for a Worth the Wait conference for young adults. And she's like, Claudine, guess what? You'll never believe who the guest speaker is. And I was like, who? She's like, Kurt Franklin, and it's on your birthday. I'm like,
oh my goodness.
And see, I had thought that it was just going to be my birthday weekend because Kurt Franklin was in town for Joy Fest. and it was all set up that I was going to meet him at Joy Fest. I had gotten my tickets and everything. And but then I was like, wow, no, this is my moment that I'm going to meet him and, you know, tell him about what God has put on my heart. And that he was,
which is in relation to the screenplay Ebola. So those that are tuning in, the screenplay that Claudine has written is called Ebola, E-B-O-L-A. All right, great.
And when I met him, he told me that he would read it and that he would have his management get in contact with me, and which has already happened. And another thing that I didn't mention was that God told me that every day from my birthday on, I will have at least one blessing or more dealing with the movie itself. I mean, every day is a blessing regardless, but it was something pertaining to the movie. And that just boggled my mind. I was like, really? Every day I'm going to get one step closer? I'm like, thank you, God. This is amazing. And he said, start journaling. And I was like, okay. And so every day I write down everything that's happened, which is then my next step in journey, which is going to be my book that will tell all the viewers, you know, well, how did you make it? Like, how did you
make
it from A to B? And I'm like, well, you know what? You can go out and buy my book because it tells you the whole story. And it's already in the process. The name and the title has already been made. It's Blessings, God on Speed Dial. And the reason why I picked that was because my girlfriend was, like, saying, you know, girl, you got God on speed dial. Like, I need to, you know, come up and rub off some of that, those blessings. And I was like, no, I just love staying in tune with what God is doing for me. And I just love the name because it was catchy. And that said, if you're not, you know, if you're not focusing and staying in tune with what I'm telling you to do, you're going to miss some of the things. And it's going to come so quick because it's going to come every day from your birthday out. And it literally has. And it's almost hard to keep control of all the information in my head.
Right.
So, but it's just been phenomenal. We're in contact with a couple different TV talk shows that we're working our way to be on to ultimately get the attention of Tyler Perry. And so hopefully maybe someone that's listening or someone that knows him can get in contact with him, that not only Kurt Franklin, but Tyler Perry was a part of that vision that God has shown me. Because this is a message that needs to be put out, and it touches upon so many different topics. And it's something that needs to be done, you know, well, with a big production company on a good budget.
And so what are the key themes that are in this screen play, the Ebola? What are the themes that are in this?
Well, it's all around. Anybody can go to this kind of movie, besides maybe young children. But you have your suspense and you have your drama. It's action packed. It's romantic. Even has like a little romance in it, you know. But it focuses around two teenage kids. They're a couple, but they go through different things that, you know, a modern day sense story that anyone can relate to, because I find that everyone struggles with relating to certain things. And so I was like, okay, well, if I put it in something that happens in today's life, then people can relate to it a lot easier. And I only told a select amount of people the whole story from beginning to end. And I broke it up in different categories, you know, my friends, family, acquaintances, and complete strangers, to see what kind of reactions I was getting and if I was actually getting the reaction that I wanted. And I was actually quite surprised to find out that I was getting a better response than I thought. I mean, going from, you know, people get so angry at one point because they're like, well, why does it have to be this way? And then in the middle of the movie, they get thrown for a loop and the whole story changes on them. And they're like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
Right.
And I'm like, I know. I was like, oh, okay, I wrote it the right way. And it's just so exciting to see what I envisioned is, you know, coming to life. And the fact that the whole goal was to grab people's attention and to not only watch a movie, but to be able to relate it to life and apply it to your everyday life. And that actually has already happened. A few people that have read or if I told them the story, it impacted them so strongly that they actually made some huge life changes. And that just blessed me beyond what I can even say in words.
Outstanding. That is awesome right there when you can see your work impacting and changing people's lives. How can people connect with you online to keep up with you, to kind of see, you know, follow the story and how this all plays out?
You can go to ClaudineMarieProduction.com and just make sure that you put production, not productions, because that will bring you to some other website. So it's Claudine, C-L-A-U-D-I-N-E, MarieProduction.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at ClaudineMarie18, or Facebook, you can type in Claudine Gallagher. But if you go to the website, it'll have all the connections to everything.
Wonderful. And there you can read full bio, also a further synopsis of Ebola. So I'm telling you what, we are excited that you've got the wheels turning, and certainly we will keep up with you. And we want to see it on the big screen one day. And make sure you call me back to do red carpet interviews for you, all right?
Yes, yes. And I'm hoping this is also a shout out to my famous cousin, Peter Gallagher. I told him at the age of 24 on Broadway, when he was on Broadway with Morgan Freeman, that one day I wanted to work with him on stage, or in the movies. And it would be so neat and an honor for him to actually play one of the parts in my movie. So, Peter, if you're listening, I'm going to keep my promise.
That's good right there. Well, thank you so much, Claudine, certainly for coming on the show and just giving us some highlights. And, again, we will keep up with you to follow along to see where Ebola goes.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, they don't want to go anywhere. We're going to be right back with our sister girlfriend spotlight. Yes, with Pastor Susie Wright, right from Petersburg, Virginia. We have a very quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Perfecting Life Church invites you to the second annual Walking on Water Women's Conference, September 13th and 14th. This year's theme is Chase the Wind. The venue is Zion Apostolic Temple Annex, Petersburg, Virginia. Registration is $35 and includes a luncheon. Hear from the speakers such as Pastor Susie Wright, Dr. Rebecca Griffin, Reverend Terry Hawkins, and more. Call 804-590-5817 for details.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. Hey there, we're moving right into our sister girlfriend spotlight. I am delighted and excited to honor Pastor Susie Wright. She is coming on. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Hopefully she enjoyed some good snacks in the virtual green room. Pastor Susie Wright, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Bless you, Lady Charvette. I'm so honored, just absolutely honored.
Oh, well, we are are glad to have you. And certainly in this Sister Girlfriend Spotlight, I love to kind of go back in time and let people know how you started in ministry and all of that good stuff. So let's go there. How did you start in ministry?
Oh, wow. How did I start in ministry? Very simply, I was the gift of God to Honorable Bishop Samuel and Dr. Nellie Wright. For as far back as I can remember, I was in ministry with my parents when I was my father was military. He's former Army, which afforded us the privilege to travel literally all over the world. My father often testifies about our international family. My brother is born in Virginia, my elder sister and I in Germany, my sister after me in Japan. So, you know, we've had some experiences around the world. But even as a little girl growing up in Germany, he was pastoring.
Wow.
As I was growing up, when we moved to Japan, he opened a church, Camp Zama Pentecostal Church, of which we are just so honored to say that church is alive and well. Just a few years ago, when I was in college and seminary, my roommate, the Lord is just so awesome, how he just, things come full circle. My roommate had just come from Japan, and she was a member of that church, and it was just absolutely awesome. So, you know, we've basically been in ministry, a part of ministry, serving in ministry all of our life.
Wow, all of our lives. And so you certainly sing, you preach, you are an international evangelist. Is the singing or the preaching easier? Which ministry is easier for you?
Oh, wow.
I know that may be a hard question.
That's an easy question to answer.
Oh, okay, good.
Singing is definitely easier. I'm always concerned about the people of God, just people in general being encouraged and uplifted, and that's what music does. It's medically proven. Music helps you heal. When it comes to preaching, the reason why it's harder is because people base their life's decision on whether you rightfully divide the word of truth. And I still get nauseated before I have to stand and deliver because I'm that concern, Lord, is this the right word? Have I heard you clearly? You know, that's just very, very, not that singing and music ministry is not important or, you know, because you do have to study as much to sing because you should be in the word all the way across. If that's your ministry, if music ministry is your ministry, it should always be based on the word of God. But when you've got to rightly divide the word of truth and somebody's going to make a decision whether they're going to commit suicide or come to the altar, that's huge.
That is huge. That is huge. Wow. And so to stay on the singing ministry, you had the opportunity to be in the previous years the director for Virginia State Gospel Choir, and certainly shout out to the Virginia State Gospel Chorale, who was just on America's Got Talent, went very far in the competition. So shout out to them. So what was it like your years of being a director for Virginia State?
Oh, wow. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. It's an experience. What I love about it is that you could major in anything, but still be a part of the gospel choir. My first experience, I call myself part of the legacy. When I was in high school, my eldest brother, Pastor Sam Wright, who pastors Higher Learning here in Petersburg, he was playing for the choir, and Cora Armstrong was directing.
I
graduated and came to Virginia State, her nephew, Tony Hardy, was playing, and I was directing. So it was a wonderful experience to get that impartation from Cora Armstrong. And all of us know in this Tri-City area how awesome and anointed Cora Armstrong is. And she gave us and left us a great legacy, and she imparted to us about how the choir should function. And I held true to that, and some of the directors that I've met since then, they're still holding on to this. We held the standards very high. There was a certain sound that came from Virginia State, and our sound is still, and I say it, I hold true. I need to get a T-shirt for it. Always imitate it, but never duplicate it. There is only one Virginia State University Gospel Chorale. Woohoo, tweet that.
All right. There you go. See, some of you listeners didn't know that. I wanted to have that history and that legacy shared. If you're just tuning in, we say hello, welcome. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm in my sister girlfriend spotlight, honoring and featuring Pastor Susie Wright. I'm telling you what, assistant pastor at Zion Apostolic Christian Memorial Temple in Petersburg, Virginia. Certainly minister of praise and worship, full-time international evangelist, and she is a featured speaker during the Walking on Water Women's Conference Friday, September 13th at 7 p.m. That you can hear her live ministry then. So big shout out to Pastor Alfred Powell, who was co-hosting that event. All right, so when did you move into the pastoral ministry? When did that shift take place for you?
Wow. First, we got to give all the glory to God. He knows, just make no mistake for all the listeners, God knows exactly where you are, and nothing surprises him. When I came back from, when I graduated from seminary in 2000 and had taken some classes, I had moved to Indianapolis, Indiana, by the direction of the Lord. And when I graduated, when I was preparing for graduation, the Lord said, go home. And I had everything lined up in Indianapolis, the job, house. I mean, everything was lined up. And in the middle of all of, the Lord messed up all my plans to fulfill his purpose. So he said, that's a good preach right there. Probably right
and yes, and that's a good tweet and a Facebook. The Lord messed, say it again so they can get
he
it right.
He messed up all of my plans to fulfill his purpose.
All right, there you go. Give Pastor Susie the credit. If you tweeted or posted, give her the credit.
And that's what we did. We were obedient to the voice of the Lord, and we came home. And some significant changes happened in the ministry. My father began to really push and train me to be his assistant. And we've had the privilege, of course, you know, that's my father. So we've lived with him, worked with him in ministry all of our life. But this was a little bit different. 2 years ago, the Lord took my father through a Job experience of illness, of which we thank the Lord he's better. He is still recovering from. We give God all the praise. But it shifted me intensely into the executive pastor position. And when I tell you God said, if you just submit to his voice, just listening to the young lady ahead of me and to the wise wisdom of Pastor Jack, Lord, I need an appointment with him too. God will prepare.
Yes.
God will prepare you to fulfill purpose. And that's what he did. When my father took ill very suddenly, I literally had to step into the pulpit, and we have not stepped out since. And we've been, you know, we've been working. But all of the things that he was imparting to me and some of the apostolic fathers who are gone on to be with the Lord, the things that they were imparting to me while I was in Indiana, I'm walking in all of that right now. So that's what happened. We stepped into what, this is what they call it around the church, the executive pastor position. I'm like, I'm just trying to be saved and just be free. Sister Susie, for real, but when you have to put that hat on by the direction of the Lord will grace you with the anointing to walk there. And so it's humbling. It's not easy, but something that I call her Mama Chief, but Chief Apostle.
Yes.
Alice C. Brown told me, you're anointed for this.
Yes, big shout out to Chief Apostle, who is my presiding prelate, International Christian Ministry.
She has been a great source of wisdom for me. And in the roughest time, the hardest time of it, she got in my ear and she said, you are anointed for this, so walk in. And I'm like, yes, ma'am, and we're still walking there.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. So tell us, where is the church located? If people are listening, want to come worship with you, what are your service times?
You are so invited to Zion Apostolic Temple. It is the place where God dwells. We are located 1601 South Youngs Road in Petersburg, Virginia. It is the Greenwood Farms Western Hill section of Petersburg. We're right off of Interstate 85 on exit 65, Squirrel Level Road. Hang a right at the stop sign and go through, well, stop at the red light, but then go through. And the first church on the right-hand side is Zion Apostolic Temple. We are honored to serve under our overseer and visionary, Bishop Samuel Wright, and our shepherd mother, Dr. Nellie Wright. And I promise the presence of God will meet you. As a matter of fact, while we're talking, the saints are in intercessory prayer right now. They're praying for Sister Charvette, for her show. They're praying for their pastor. They're praying for all the guests on the show today. We're very serious about intercession and about souls because we live in, you know, we live in perilous times. And people are desperate and they need help. And it's one thing to talk about prayer. It's another thing to actually get on your face, get on your knees, and get in the posture of prayer and really call on the Lord. And we don't just do all the talking. We have a session during prayer where we are silent and we allow God to speak. And some write, some journal, but that's important to us to have that balance of conversation with the Lord. So, yes, we would love to see you. Our worship times are 6 a.m. prayer on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday school's at 9:30. We have our service starts at 10:45. People say prayer and then service starts at 11. No, our service starts with prayer at 10:45 a.m. every Sunday, and we would love to see you. You can go to our website, www.spiritofzion.org, and you can catch up on what's going on really good at Zion.
All right. Wonderful, warm invitation and welcome there. And we thank you for your prayers. We thank you. We know the power of prayer here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Certainly, we know that. So as a woman in ministry, we have a lot of female listeners, a lot of women in ministry, business, leadership. What are three tips that you would give, areas of advice you would give for other women that are in ministry now, maybe moving into that role? What would you say to them?
Wow.
Yeah, big question.
Okay,
big
three. Okay, let me pull. I think let me just give the three top ones that were given to me as I was moving into ministry. The first one, first and foremost, be saved for real, real.
Yes,
that is so important. If you're going to live holy, do it for real. People's lives are at stake, and you have to remember, sometimes you're the only Bible that they read. So if you're gonna be saved for real, be saved for real. The second one is have your business together. And I think a good role model is Charvette Mitchell. Let me just tell you, if you talk about have your business together, she can help you have your business. I mean, from websites to email to, and I have to confess, you know, Bible said confession is good for the soul. Sister Charvette and I, we kind of crossed paths in a workshop that Pastor Al was doing. And listeners, she got on my case because my pictures were not prepared. She said, Pastor Susie, get your pictures done. And so we put everything in place to get those pictures done so that our website can be completed, pray the Lord.
Yes.
So when you travel, you can't assume anything. You have to have your own, be prepared for everything. Have your credit cards, have your money, everything that you think you would need. And some things you think you don't need, sometimes you have to really we've traveled for a while and, you know, we've gotten there and there was no hotel. You had to get it yourself. Or they put you somewhere where little things were crawling up and down the wall. For the sake of ministry, sometimes you have to go get it yourself. And, you know, there are things you have to try to have somebody in the city that you can connect with. So
that
if something, God forbid, devastating happens, you have someone to connect with. But have your business together so you're never left hanging. And the third one is that's just huge to me, is stay covered. Even though I'm a pastor, I have a pastor. You should never be out alone. You should always be submitted to a covering so that you can get sound wisdom, sound advice, and you can serve. My parents always taught us, never be out uncovered. Always have a covering. Those are three. There's a whole lot more. And for everyone, male and female, but especially women in ministry, there is a book that I have loved and embraced to my heart by Pastor Deborah Hooper. It's called The Minister's Handbook. She has everything from proper attire to travel, everything you can find. You can go on her page, Pastor Deborah Hooper. You can find her on Facebook, or you can just go www.pastordeborahhooper.com and get that book. Pastors, get it for your ministers that are on the road full-time. It will bless your life.
Oh, wow. What great resources and what great practical tips. I love that you didn't just stay kind of in the heavens. You gave us good practical tips and advice, and we appreciate that. So, listeners, you can experience the ministry. Certainly, you're invited to come to Zion Apostolic any Sunday, but in particular, you can experience Pastor Susie Wright at the second annual Walking on Water Women's Conference, September 13th through the 14th. It is sponsored by Grants and Gifts in partnership with Perfecting Life Church. Again, shout out to Pastor Alfred Powell. The theme is Chase the Wind. There's a vendor's bazaar. There's a luncheon. You get a nice gift bag. And the registration is only $35. I'm telling you what, you want to experience this. And it's going to be hosted and held at Zion Apostolic Temple Annex, again, 1601 South Youngs Road, so you can find out information. Certainly, I have tagged, posted in Facebook and tagged Pastor Susie. So if you connect with her, you'll have all the information that you need around the second annual Walking on Water Women's Conference, September 13th and 14th. And you are the Friday night speaker at 7 p.m. Power for Life, I believe, is your theme.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's a humbling, it's a privilege to serve the body of Christ. And that's what I consider myself, a servant leader. You know, people fall out about the title of minister, but if you really define it, a minister is a servant. And so I was honored and humbled to have been asked by Pastor Alfred Powell to serve on Friday night. The music ministry, if I'm not mistaken, will be Dr. John Fox and New Fellowship. They're such an incredible group. And we're going to be working together to create an atmosphere of deliverance. And we want the people of God encouraged. When I spoke with Pastor Powell about the conference, and I asked him, I know what I had read, I know what I had heard, I know what I had seen. And I asked him to just talk to me a minute about why Chasing the Wind, because if you really look at the Chasing the Wind, it gives a negative connotation. But those of us in the body of Christ, you know, when someone says you're chasing the wind, what they're kind of telling you in the secular society is that you're chasing nothing because you can't see the wind. So you're like, what are you running after? You're chasing the wind. You can't see it. You're just grasping for straws. Yeah. But that's not how the people of God or the people in the body of Christ look at it. When that sitting in his spirit has everything to do with faith, because all throughout the scriptures, when the first thing God did was breathe, and that was wind right there. He breathed into us, and we became alive. Oh, Lord Jesus. And so we are literally pursuing the presence of God, because the wind of God, it will push you and pull you. And if you get caught up in it, it'll take you to a whole nother level. So we're going to talk about that in our Power for Life, our few experiences. There, if you look at the flyer, there are great women of God. One of the women that I've had the opportunity to work directly with, she's actually a former member of Zion Apostolic, Dr. Rebecca Griffin. She's the current pastor of Oak Street. Oh, my goodness. Phenomenal. Every speaker, every person at this conference, you will literally come away empowered for life. And on Friday, we're going to do our best to, you know, to jumpstart that off. And we are definitely going to talk about the wind of God. And we're going to take you through a few things to help you understand how the wind will push you, how it will pull you, and how to literally get caught up in the Spirit of God, because everywhere else after you find God breathing into us, you find in Acts chapter 2, when the wind came, the Holy Ghost imparted they received the Holy Ghost, but there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind. You know,
a little bit. All right. I know you are. I have no doubt. And we will actually have Dr. Rebecca Griffin on the show in a couple weeks. So, listeners, you'll get to hear her from her as well prior to the second annual Walking on Water Women's Conference. Well, Pastor Susie, I'm excited that we had an opportunity to feature you and spotlight you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And certainly we will keep our eyes open to what you and your ministry continues to do.
God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity. And I really, really appreciate all of your guests today. I still need an appointment with Pastor Jack. And so
yes.
We're going to be better. When I tell you, I was so blessed. I was literally, while he was talking, I was online going, I need that book, I need that book.
Yes, yes, he is outstanding.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I definitely, definitely, that was enlightening, just absolutely.
Yes.
But I appreciate the opportunity that you have given to us to just share with your listeners. Sister Charvette, keep doing what you're doing. It is blessing.
Ma'am.
So many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And so, you know, we've continued to hold you up before the Lord, that the Lord will continue to expand your ministry. God bless you.
Amen. I receive it gladly, and it is so, and it is so. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Make sure you join us back here next week where we'll bring you more phenomenal shows. Connect with me, charvette.com. See you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.